judge the defense's readiness for the regular season, for what's to come? How do you, what kinds of things do you look for?
Well, I think it's an accumulative thing. You try to judge not only the games are obviously important to judge, but I think you judge practice, you know, and you know where you're at, because we actually obviously get a lot more reps in practice than we do in a game, you know, particularly, you know, right now in the preseason. So a lot of it for us as coaches is how are we improving in practice. And, you know, every coach, each position group, and within that, each individual, you're trying to say, hey, is he getting a little bit better at this? Are we getting better adjusting to this formation or this defense or whatever it is? So I think it's an accumulative thing. And then, you know, I think in the game, one of the things you're looking for that I think is always a dynamic that you're never quite sure of is, like, what are we going to do when things go bad, okay? I mean, how are we going to respond? You know, who's going to be the take charge guy there? How are we going to get settled down and go? Because this is the NFL. Things aren't going to go the way you want them every play, every quarter, every game. And that, to me, like, I'm speaking defensively, if you want to be good on defense, you got to be able to handle those swings and not lose your focus, not lose your confidence, not stay back on your heels. So, honestly, that's one of the things I'm looking for, you know, and see what kind of energy we're going to have, how are we going to respond on the sideline and go forward. Whether, hey, it might have been a play that didn't even get out, you know, it might have been incomplete, but, hey, we didn't play it right or whatever, or it's a big play like we had the other night. And you say, hey, we got to come back, go forward, and so those are some of the things that I think you're looking for.
So what is your assessment, excuse me, in that regard?
Well, I think we've made progress, you know, over the 3 weeks. You know, I think we've played with more energy each week that we've gone out there on defense, you know, which is a big part of it, and it's really kind of a tribute to some of those veteran guys who really, when they're going full throttle, then it's going to bring everybody else along with them. So, you know, the other night, I think Tomba out there did a really good job. Justin Houston, I'm just talking creating energy and, hey, talking to guys like that, DJ, all those guys. So I think that was, to me, a positive thing. You know, we didn't play well in the first drive. We said, hey, we got to settle this thing down, get back on track right here, get it fixed, and go forward. And I thought they did a nice job of that.
How difficult is that to gauge? Because it's the preseason.
I think it's real hard, to be honest. I mean, I think the preseason is difficult, I mean, to make your assessment. And if you're going to be honest and frank about it, you probably not know exactly what your team is going to be like till you play. And again, I think usually the way you find out is when something doesn't go exactly like you'd prefer it to go. And what are we going to do about it? How are we going to respond? You know, do we have the poise? You know, do we still have the confidence, belief, all those things that are important, you know?
What did you see from Daniel Sorensen after the big play?
I thought he played he actually played real good the couple plays before that. You know, he's come up and done a really nice job. I mean, he's been a very physical player in the box, come up, did a nice job. There was a crack early in that game. He came up and did a great job setting the edge over there with the crack block. And, you know, he's a guy that kind of answering your question, you've watched him improve in practice a lot. I mean, things that have happened, you know, like, okay, I didn't do that right. Okay, bam. And to me, that's the, you know, mark of good coaching for the position coaches and really a player taking coaching and instruction and improving on that. And, you know, I think Daniel would fall in that category.
So often secondary plays by angles. Did we see there a rookie played to play before?
Yeah, he needed to be at a higher angle. And, you know, there were some other people involved in that that could have helped support that play just a little bit better, you know. And we all know on the back end, the guy closest to the guy that catches the pass is usually blamed. Okay, that's that goes with the territory. But usually there's a few other things that are happening, whether the rush wasn't good enough, other people could have been layered off a little bit and give him some relief on some of those plays. But it was probably another good lesson for him to see, you know, that, hey, you know, these guys don't miss. You know, when they're out there, they're you know, sometimes you got them covered and they get it in there. You know, that's the hard part of the NFL. You can be close and, you know, it doesn't mean that it's not going to get caught, or doesn't mean it's not going to be thrown. That's probably one of the biggest differences in college and the NFL to me, is that when you're usually close to a receiver in college, he elects to go somewhere else. In the NFL, he's looking, does he still have leverage? And bam, I can get that in there, in which he threw a great pass on that particular play.
The performance kind of your front seven in general was pretty good in that game, despite the fact that there were... I mean, how good is it to know that the mainstays, Tom Ali, Derek Johnson, those guys are... They look pretty ready to go.
Yeah, I thought they did a good job. I thought Alan Bailey stepped up and did a good job. Jay Howard came through, you know, Don Terry. So, you know, that kind of going back to Adam's question, I mean, those are kind of the things we've been watching over the last 10 days. That we say, okay, hey, we're finally inching forward to where we want to be, you know, and that's what this is about. Just like, you know, today's practice is a real important practice for us, you know, to get zeroed in and take advantage of this day right here.
Bob, who's got the inside track now on Joe Mays' job? That's got to be settled.
Well, we got really three guys in there that are going to work. Maga, who's been out, okay, would have been the next in line. And then Nico's been, you know, has had a really good camp and I think is an improved player. And then, you know, we've played Frank in there a little bit, you know, which we started way before the injury training him because, you know, when you go to a game, you don't always get your full complement of backup. So to have a guy that can play both inside and outside is a real plus for us, depending what game we're in and what situation we're in as a team where we might not get too deep all the way across the board. So I think all those guys are going to pull, you know, contribute at that position and compete for the position. You know, we got to see how much Maga can do this week. Hopefully he can get back and get some work. And so that would be it. But that would be the three guys that would be in that mix.
So James Michaels is essentially Derek's backup?
Well, he is. And James, he's done a lot of roles here. He's played the Mike and Dime. He's done that. So he's a guy that could fit in there. And again, depending what's happening, the kind of team we're playing, a guy like him could be in there a lot more.
Couple more guys.
Yep.
What kind of leadership does Maga bring to the table, considering he's played in your scheme before?
Well, I mean, he has knowledge of the system. I mean, he's like any new guy in your team. You know, I think it's you know, you have to establish first yourself, you know, as a player and making sure that you're competent. And, you know, most of the time leadership comes, you know, I think from guys that can do their job and do it well, and then they can bring some other people with them, so to speak. You know, Josh has done that. He's another guy that has played multiple roles for us. You know, he's played both inside positions. He's played both sub positions. In New York, he actually, you know, has played games as an outside linebacker. So, again, he's a very versatile guy. And when you're making, again, your travel roster, that's a nice card to have, you know, because you can choose your players. Some weeks, you know, you're a little short and you got somebody nicked up at D-line or DB and you really need another guy. And so, hey, maybe you take one less at backer, because you know you got these guys that can swing positions.
Now, you've gotten a good look at Daniel for a month now. Is there an indication that he's one of those kind of tough guy safeties, or were you more talking about the mental toughness?
I think both. That's one of the things that I like about Daniel is that, you know, he has the ability to improve. You know, in other words, he takes coaching, he takes the plays he might not have played the way we wanted to, and he can learn from them and go on. The other part is, you know, is having watched him over these period of weeks, as his confidence growing, you know, the more assertive he is, both physically and then also making calls back there. So all that comes with feeling confidence. And, you know, if there's a blessing in having a guy like EB out, it's this guy's got a lot of reps, you know, and he's, you know, so he's had a chance to develop. It's a great plus for him. You know, and it's given us an opportunity to see what this guy maybe could be, you know. So we're really happy with the progress he's made.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Yep.